the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Bar and Grill. Now, here is your host, Kenny Palmer.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And I'm Kenny Palmer, location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, where we'll be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 for the entire season. The segments of Terrell Toomer Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pine Technical College, Darien Pharmacy, Action Heating and Air, and by Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. And now joining us for the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Terrell Toomer. Coach, you know, we talked about our Friday night game, and we talked about these guys coming off 0-6, and you was telling your boys all week, you are Mark, you was a Buccaneer, and everybody's going to bring your A game. Coach, tell me, how did you feel coming off that game Friday night?
I felt awful coming out of that game. We got off the bus at Claxton and didn't think there was a chance we could lose that football game. You know, and it just kind of goes back to what we've been preaching all season. And that is, we're going to get everyone's A game. And I hope Friday we saw that. And it was their senior night. It was their last home game as a senior. They hadn't scored over 13 points in I don't know how long.
Wow.
They came out to play. I mean, they didn't do anything on offense that we hadn't seen on film or practice for. They didn't do anything on defense that we hadn't seen or practice for. They wanted last Friday. Claxton wanted last Friday more than we did. Hats off to them. Congratulations on a good win off of us. But they wanted it, and they wanted it more than we did.
Yeah, Coach, you know, I'm not taking nothing away from Claxton. And the ball took some funny bounces there last week. We had two guys in position. The ball bounced off the receiver chest, and he caught the ball and ran it in. And I said, boy, they're getting the breaks.
Yeah, that's probably part of the game that you don't see sitting at home or see when you're looking at the score. I can't lie. I mean, if the ball bounced their way a couple times, I mean, we had two guys that batted the ball, and then their guy caught the ball and ran it into the end zone. I mean, that's just one of them situations. That's one of them situations where it just kind of, like we say, it bounced their way. I mean, somebody was looking out for them.
Coach, football is a funny game. If you let a team stay around and hang around, get a little confidence and think they can beat you, man, you got a dogfight on your hand.
And that's what we done, and that's what we told them at halftime. You know, we went in at halftime up 19-16, and right there before the half, we got a penalty. We got a late hit on the quarterback. We intercepted the ball and took it the other way, and we got a late hit on that play. And so that gave them time for one more play. And they chose to kick it, and they went in 16 down, down 3 points to us at 19. And we had three penalties Friday that equaled out to 11 points for them.
And, Coach, like you said, they had a very, very good kicker. And, you know, that 3 point for them was big at the half. It looked like they jump-started the Tigers, and they came out fired up.
And it just goes back to what you just said. We let them hung around. And they hung around, and they built confidence. And then they rose to the challenge and played football. Basically, our guys played down to their level. We kind of played down to their level, and their guys played.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, we put up 26 points on the board, and I felt good about our offense, and I felt good about that game. You know, we up 19, 16 right before the half.
Yeah.
I said, oh, man, we're going to come back and dominate this game.
Yeah, we. If I tell you the offensive stats, you'll say you lost that game, but we had 396 yards of offense.
Wow.
We had zero turnovers. We got two on defense. We stubbed our foot several times. Most of the time, we either got a penalty or we didn't make a block. You know, and it, at critical points in the game, we just didn't do the things we needed to do.
Yes, Coach, you know, we gave up a lot of big plays at the wrong time, and that seemed to be a trend we do a lot lately in ball games, and seemed like we just couldn't seal the deal. And I mean, you know, we was up on this team. We should have put that team away, and we didn't.
That's exactly right, and we work on that in practice. We put our defense in third and long situations and second and long situations, and we work on trying to not give up the big play, making sure we're in position to make a play. You know, as coaches, what we strive to do is put those guys in position, and then we got to go out and make a play. We got to go out and close the deal. We got to get off the football field, and you're exactly right. We've been giving up a lot of big plays. And it's gonna, if we're gonna get better, and it's gonna keep going, but we gotta we just gotta keep trying to get off the field in those third down situations, and get the ball back in our offensive hands. I mean, you know, and offensively we came a long way, and we're getting better. We're still getting better each week offensively. We're moving the ball and scoring at will at times, and the times that we don't score at will, or the times that we stub our foot.
That's right, Coach.
We'll get an offsides penalty. We'll get a holding call. But we just got to keep working. That's just the main thing.
And like I said, Coach, the kids didn't quit. They played hard the whole ball game. But what I would say, we just didn't have that killer instinct, Coach. We just couldn't put those guys away. And these guys continue to believe that they can beat us. And we gave up 31 points to these guys, Coach. But here's what I like, Coach. One kid, Lingle. Man, he laid a block there, Coach. That was my play of the game.
Yeah, we congratulated him on having such an unselfish ball game. You know, when it came down to the end of the play, to the end of the game, the kids, you know, we always ask them as coaches, what's open, what do we see? And they all said the slant route is open, Coach. So we called the slant route. Michael actually called it, and then I said, who's running it? And Lingle said, I want Mike to run it, Coach. And when he said that, I said, that's one of the most unselfish things I've heard a kid say. You know, we just didn't get the breaks we needed Friday. We let them hung around. We, like I said, we gave up more points than they had scored in a long time.
And Coach, I tell you what, man, I felt so bad for the team, the coaches, and everybody. But you know one thing, Coach? That ball game is gone. Now, what are we going to do? You know, I seen the kids flying around this week. You can, as a coach, you cannot let the boys get down. And we got to come out Friday night and get a fast start, because Calvary's not going to come in here late on Friday night, Coach. We're going to have to win this ball game and beat this team.
No, they. You know, the good news about our kids is that they're not laying down. They're not in a state of defeat. That they keep coming out and they keep practicing. And we're going to get it. This whole experience has been a humbling experience for us, because I know the expectations are high. But, you know, when you graduate six guys from last year's defense are in college, and we got two returning guys, it's going to be tough trying to get some stops. So the expectations are high, but we got a lot of young guys on that side of the ball. And that goes with those big plays you just said that are getting away from us. We just got to keep coaching.
Sure.
And what you're lacking now, you should be better at in the future.
Now, Coach, let me ask you this. Have we made any defensive change this week? We going to change defense? Or are we going to still do it what we've been working with?
Yeah, we made a few changes. We'll have to wait till Friday to let you see some of those changes. But we've made some personnel changes and some different calls. You know, Insanity is expecting doing the same thing and expecting different results. But that's not what we're gonna do. We've made a lot of different changes this upcoming week.
More to come on the Terrell Toomer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
For years, the people of Darien have had to cross the bridge for authentic Mexican food. Until now, welcome to Darien Blue Bay Bar and Grill, the only authentic Mexican restaurant in Darien, period. Fajitas, chili relanos, burritos, al pastor tacos, and of course, the best margaritas you have ever tasted. Strawberry, peach, mango, and lime. Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill, 110 Scriven Street in downtown Darien. Or call ahead, 912-574-8016.
Ready, and be aggressive. Fight songs, cheerleaders, whistles blowing, they're all part of the game. Unfortunately, so are injuries. I'm Dr. Denny Carter with Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, reminding all athletes that if you hurt your elbow, break your hand or wrist, or even blow out a shoulder or knee, we can help. And we have the strength of Southeast Georgia Health System supporting us. Call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, that's 1-855-275-7447, or visit sghs.org.
Having trouble finding a job? Need to update your skills? Now is the right time to enroll at Coastal Pines Technical College with 7 locations to serve you in Alma, Bexley, Kingsland, Golden Isles, Hazelhurst, Jessup, and Waycross. What are you waiting for? With more locations, more programs, more opportunities, and more ways to reach your potential, Coastal Pines Technical College provides high technical adult education and training services to meet the needs of the community. Visit coastalpines.edu. Coastal Pines Technical College is an equal opportunity institution.
Welcome back to the McDonald's Khan Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Terrell Tumor on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer on location from Blue Bay Bar Mexican Grill. The same is brought to you by Blue Bay Mexican Bar Grill, Summit Sports Medicine, and Orthopedic Surgery, and by Coastal Pine Technical College. Coach Tumor, we are back on the air. The question I asked this week, the Cavalry Cavaliers are coming in town. Cavalry come in 5-1, and I know you've been working your boys hard this week to get them prepared for this game this week. Now, are we ready to go Friday night, Coach?
We're about as ready as we're going to get. We've had 3 good days of practice right here, and again, we've done everything we can to put our guys in position. We just got to go out now and make plays. We've made some changes defensively, but we're going to go out and give it all we got.
And, Coach, you know, Friday night being senior night, and I hope this could be a big stepping stone for the guys, too. You know, this could be their last game on this field Friday night, Coach.
It could just as well be their last home game on this field. And I've made that point clear all week. You know, guys, this is our senior night. We just went over to Claxton senior night, and we got stunned. This is our senior night, our last home game. Guys, go out and leave it all out on the green grass.
Well, Coach, if they come out and play like Claxton did Friday night, and I'll tell you what, Coach, but we are capable of doing that, Coach. We got the guys on the team, and these guys only believe and come out and focus and make every play and be ready to play every play like you tell them. I believe we can get the job done Friday night.
Yeah, you're right, and it comes down to just getting on the field and doing the things you're supposed to be doing and making sure we're making good calls as coaches. But it all boils down to what happens on the green grass. And you know, we can only put our guys in position, and they can only get better from there. But we gotta come out Friday and have a good game on senior night. And the emphasis that I have put on practice is that we gotta stun Calvary. Like Claxton stunned us.
Yes, Coach, and we got to put our big boys' britches on. We can't be afraid of these cats, and we're going to have to tackle, execute. We cannot turn the ball over. We cannot have a bunch of penalties. We got to do the little things, Coach, to win this ball game Friday night. If we don't do the little things, these guys will come and embarrass us. But we got to be ready to play from the start of the ball game, Coach.
Well, you know, that's what we preach, and Calvary's one of those teams that won't beat themselves. They won't have a whole lot of penalties. They won't have a lot of offsides. And we've had at least 2 physical periods this week in practice. And that's what this game's going to boil down to, is who's the most physical on the field. And one way or another, we got to find a way to be the most physical team Friday. We got to find a way, point blank.
Hey, Coach, when the offense get that ball on Friday night, we got to try to get points on the board. We can't start 50-yard line and go backwards. We got to get that ball and get it into the end zone. These guys going to have to block Friday night like they never blocked before. Everybody got to do their job, Coach.
Yeah, you're right. And that's one thing that we really stroked on today in practice was DYDJ, and that's doing your doing job. And that's every single play, we got to do our job. And that's one thing that we focused on these last couple days. Is doing our job, and I think we've had a pretty good practice. I've seen some high spirits, so I'm ready to get this thing going Friday.
And you know, Coach, like you know, Demar Anthony, If it's not there Friday night, he got to put that thing down, man, and get it up the field.
Well, that's what we tell him. We tell him, look at one, look at option number two, and option number two ain't there, take off and go. And he does that. I mean, he does a real good job of that. He done it today in practice a couple times. He looked at one, he looked at two. Two wasn't there. He took off and ran.
Yes, and, you know, special teams, Coach, we got to win the special team. We got to do the little things to get this job done Friday night, Coach.
Well, I think the special teams last Friday, we had two offside penalties that ended up getting a touchdown instead of a field goal. And that's something, and normally, you know, each game this year, our special team has done a very good job. And last Friday was our one game that we've given up, where we didn't really give up. We had two critical penalties that gave them a first down.
Yes. You're listening to the Terrell Tuma Coach Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, what kind of offense do Calvary run?
Mr. Kenny, you'll be surprised that we both run the same offense.
Wow.
They'll look identical to us. They'll have a fullback. The new name for the fullback is Sniffer nowadays. They'll have one. They'll go 2x2. They'll go trips left and right. We look very identical on offense.
No wing tee, no bunk sweeps. That seemed to give us trouble.
No wing tee, no dive, no buck sweep. They'll be running. We'll look very similar on offense Friday.
Okay, Coach, but what I'm saying, we just got to man up, and we got to be ready to play. We cannot be unphysical. We have to fit unphysical to these guys. We got to block. We got to tackle. We just got to get this job done Friday night, Coach.
Yeah, we're putting extra time in on the film as well, just making sure our guys are lined up where they're supposed to be. We're doing it during the school day. We even do it for 10 minutes after practice.
Yes, because, you know, Coach, the little things, it's a little things. But I'll tell you what, now, I like my little freshman quarterback, Denver. Denver did a good job there Friday night. And, Coach, we had that ball on the 10-yard line, but about 50 seconds in that going to the ball game at the end.
Yeah. He, like I said, he continues to get better each week. I mean, you can't pinpoint one thing that he's not getting better in. Each week he's having a good week. I mean, and it shows every Friday night in the game. So I'm proud of that kid. He's got a lot of burden on his shoulders, total team, and he's doing good. I mean, he's getting better each week. You can say that. I mean, the first 3 weeks of the season, we had exactly 588 yards offense, and I think his first game he completed two balls.
Yes.
The last three games, we've had 1,100 yards of offense. So he's getting better and better and better and better.
And, Coach, our offense has not been the problem over the last couple of games. I mean, we got more yardage in the last couple of games than we had four games.
Yeah, like I was just saying, the first three, it was 588. The last three, it was 1,100. And that just shows the progress that we're making offensively. We're getting better and better each week. We gotta get a way to stop them and score at the same time.
Yes, and Coach, you know, Calvary been coming down here. They beat us up there last year, 15-14. That was a nail biter up there last year. And you know these guys gonna come in. They're not gonna come in here late on, Coach. And this is a must win for us, Coach. We lose this ball game here, we done.
Well, we won't be done, but it'll be slim pickings. I hope they're overlooking us. I hope they're overlooking us, and we can stun them the same way Calvert stunned us Clarkson stunned us last Friday.
Okay, we'll be right back to the MCA Coaches Show with Head Coach Terrell Tuma on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
In South Georgia, it's hot, and nothing is worse than not having an AC unit that doesn't cut the mustard. Action Heating and Air is here to help, serving McIntosh, Glenn, and surrounding counties since 1991. On call for you 24/7, and when it does cool off, we can get your unit winter ready in a snap. Financing available, Action Heating and Air, 912-437-6888, online at actionac.com, and let's go Bucks! Darien Pharmacy is your hometown pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center on Highway 17 in Darien. They accept most insurances and have competitive cash prices with free delivery to McIntosh and Glenn counties. Look for them on Facebook and at their website, DarienPharmacyGA.com.
open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. Give them a call, 912-437-3784, and let's go Bucks!
Welcome back to the MCA Buccaneers Coach Show with Head Coach Terrell Tuma on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kenny Palmer, on location at Blue Bay Mexican Bar and Grill. This segment is brought to you by the Darren Pharmacy and by Action Heating and Air. Coach Tuma will be back on the air. And Coach, like I was saying, we not worried about what Cavalry going to do. We would have to worry about what the Buccaneers are going to do. And like I'm saying, Coach, if we can put some points on the board early against this team and be ready to go, anything is possible, Coach.
10-4, we got a few different things that we've been saving up in our back pocket, especially offensively, just for a Friday night. So we're hoping we can execute. It'll be some things that they hadn't seen, but it'll be some things that our kids are very familiar with that we just hadn't done on film in a while. We got a few things we're going to throw at them that they hadn't seen.
Good. And, Coach, I grabbed all the seniors in practice yesterday, and I looked at them in their eyes. I said, seniors, this is your team. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to just lay down? Are you going to come out and play your best football game on senior night on Friday night? Are you guys up to the challenge?
Well, that's one thing that I tell them, I preach all the time, is how do you want to be remembered? This is your team, your school, your community. How do you want to be remembered, you know, your senior year? How do you want to be remembered?
Yes, and you know, and I hope they come up with a big bang Friday night, and I hope J.P. Palmer run like he never ran before, and Don Grand and all these guys block. And I tell you what, Coach, a win would be good for the community and everybody Friday
night. Yes, well, we're going to do our best to spread that football around and get it into a lot of different hands as possible. We're going to try to get it all over the field Friday night. And like I said, we got a few wrinkles that they hadn't seen yet.
And that's good, Coach. And now, Coach, I'm going to tell you something. The last couple of ball games, I've been very impressed with Lingle. Lingle been playing good football for us. And, you know, Lingle is a junior this year, isn't he, Coach?
Yes, he is. And, you know, I'm actually proud of him myself. He works out hard in the weight room. I got him, you know, right there after lunch. He works out as hard as anybody. And he's starting to become a leader. And, I you know, as a coach, and, you know, as an adult, you kind of want these kids to leave here and be productive members of society. And I'm starting to see some of the traits that he's going to need when he go out in the real world. And he's starting to develop those things.
One coach, kid I want to talk about. This kid, he, in the beginning, Coach, I didn't think he would do as well as he did. But Will Rouse has impressed me some this year, Coach. He's doing on the kickoff, and he's doing a great job for us.
Yeah, he made two or three tackles last Friday on kickoff. And as a sophomore, one of your best ways to get on the field is on kickoff and on punt and all the special teams. You know, you stick around that freshman year, you learn everything you can. And then your sophomore, you have a clue of what's going on, and he has a clue, and he's earned that spot, those spots that he have, and he's doing a good job working.
And, Coach, I hear you always tell the boys, you're one play away from getting into the football game. You have to be ready. You got to get prepared. And the best way to get prepared is come out and practice hard, and give your varsity team a look, and, hey, if you give them a good look, your next play might be on the field.
Yeah, and we've discovered a lot of guys doing that since we've been here that have been younger guys on JV, and those guys have came out and gave the varsity guys a good look and end up getting playing time on Friday night. The JV is where it starts at. Your junior varsity is where it starts at. It's where you learn how to play football in a controlled environment, and it helps you. You end up grooming yourself and getting ready to play football on Friday nights.
Yes, this is the MCA Coaches Show with Terrell Tuma on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, we're looking for a big crowd out here Friday night, and I hope the fans come out and support the Buccaneers and the seniors, you know, the guys that have played their hearts out for 4 years. We got great kids on the football team, Coach, and I hope the fans come out and support the kids on Friday night.
That's what I've been asking the fans all year, just to continue to support the Bucs. We're not that 2016 team. It's a different year, a different team, and we got different players on this team. And I ask the fans just continue to support the kids as we go through a time where we're getting humbled and trying to get everything right. Just continue to support those kids, because that's what it's about. It's all about them.
That's right, Coach. And I tell you what, football can make you humble, man. You can go from being on the top to the bottom quick. And if you're not prepared and ready to go, every Friday night is a challenge. And like you say, when you put that MCA helmet on, you might thought Claxton won the Georgia High School Championship Friday night the way they were jumping and hollering.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that we've been trying to practice for all year is showing our guys that we have a target on our back and no one is going to lay down for you. And that's all it is to it. And every team that we've played so far, we've gotten everyone's best game.
And one thing, Coach, nobody will feel sorry for you neither. You know, you get a star player out, injuries, and next man up, and that's just the way it is.
No one's feeling sorry for you. Everyone wants to make a name for themselves. You know, to be the man, you got to beat the man, and that's what they want to do. They want to beat the team that had a successful season last year and go from there. But they're going to give us their A game every Friday night. We're going to get it from everybody.
Well, Coach, I'll tell you what. I don't hate to see these seniors we got leave us this year, and they're a good group of kids, Coach. I don't care what nobody say. We have great kids and good kids at MCA.
Yeah, they've been doing a lot. I mean, they went through a stretch as freshmen, you know, and I'm kind of glad that those guys end up sticking around. They went through a stretch as freshmen where they went 0-10. And
yes.
You know, the sophomore year when we arrived, they went 4-7 and made it to the playoffs. And, of course, last year we played for it all. And that's one of the things I brought up to them the other day is how do you guys want to be remembered? Because as of right now, it's not looking good. But what we want to do is get things fixed and get rolling and get going in the right direction. And we still – and I have to make sure I let them know that our hope is not lost.
No, sir.
We still have a football season to play. We still have everything in front of us achievable.
Coach, the only thing we want to do, we want to get to the playoffs. I've seen some strange things happen in the playoffs.
And that's our goal right now. I mean, our region is one of the I can't call it the SEC of single A, but it's one of those tough ones. And everyone in this region runs the football, wing T, dive, option, counter, buck sweep. And even the non-region games we played, Brentley, Clinch, those guys run the football. They, you know, we hadn't played a true spread team all season.
And like you say, I'm looking forward to see these guys in a spread offense this week. They're just not pounding us, and I feel pretty good about that, Coach.
I'm looking forward to Friday as well. I'm looking forward to seeing four or five receivers on the field for a change, because we face that team, that wing teeth team, every week.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the MCA Coaches Show with Terrell Toomer on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Blue Wave Mexican Bar and Grill and join us every Wednesday night at 7 for the Terrell Toomer Show. I'm Kenny Palmer and signing off.